We're in the van and we're driving past Harlech. Where are we heading towards?
Llanfestiniog.
Llanfestiniog. It's starting to rain. We're driving into a cloud bank and we've just been getting into a conversation. My dad, who is driving, is very passionate about
lots and lots of things. Yes, that's an understatement.
In particular, the little man versus the big man. The corporations who sometimes have a habit of squeezing out all competition. Now, my dad's had some incredible businesses in the past. Some may be categorised as harebrained schemes. All of them he's passionate about. And I'm up here to gather a little bit of data, photos, bit of video, meet some people involved in my dad's latest venture, which we're not totally going to be revealing just yet because it's still in deep in research, even though prototypes have been constructed. Yes, this is a physical item and it's going to be made, I believe,
in Britain.
Why is this important to you?
We need a move back to traceability, accountability and local produce, which most people would agree with. And particularly, we want to get away from this idea that we can send, some sort of product that needs completing. We send it all the way to China just because the workforce is a sweatshop. And just for the sake of shareholders making a couple of extra quid, we send it all the way to China, then bring it back and resell it here. And this is totally unethical because we are completely ignoring our own workforce just for the pure sake of profit. Yes, we need a profit. Yes, a company has to make profit, but a company must also have responsibilities to its workforce and to the people who actually produce the raw materials.
So it's not unusual for us to be driving past a field of sheep at the moment. We are in Wales. Let's take wool as an example of a product. How is Welsh wool used at the moment?
This is one of the issues locally, is that over the last 10, 15 years, the farmers have been strangled as far as their wool product is concerned. That's to say, there was a time when they had a fair price for their wool and it was worth shearing the sheep. But now, it actually costs more. It costs around 50p to shear the sheep, and the amount of wool, the money they get for the wool, is about 50p. This is because big business, big wool merchants, control the industry and squeeze the producer almost out of business. And when we talk about fair trade for Africa and the African farmers and so on, we need to apply the same principles to British farmers and British products.
Okay, so interesting what you say about wool. It's almost like the farmers are just doing the sheep a favour by giving them a haircut.
Well, this is the point. The farmers can't actually not shear the sheep because it's just unhygienic. The sheep would be suspect to blowfly and all sorts of other things that attack them in the summer. So it's for the sheep's welfare, really, that it has to be shorn. But at the moment, the farmer's doing it for nothing, literally doing it for nothing.
So how are they? Well, that's an absolutely gorgeous rainbow we're just driving towards. Maybe we should stop off and check if there's a pot of gold in this one.
There is a pot of gold, obviously. In fact, we're just going to stop recording for a moment because we're after it.
I just wanted to say quickly, how are farmers making money from sheep then?
Just pure meat trade. So they're producing lambs for meat, and we're just passing another field full of sheep. In fact, we have American visitors who come sort of on hiking trips into Wales because we run adventure activities, and when they want to look at the local local wild animals, and they usually go away saying, "We didn't see many wild animals, but we saw plenty of sheep." In fact, one person actually said, "I've been counting them. I can't remember the number."
Have you still got sheep?
Yes.
Don't eat them because you're vegetarian.
Yes, so
it's almost like being an alien around these parts.
Yes, so really, We're looking to do something.
We should stop and take a photograph, really. Yeah.
Let's stop this. We can always do many more recordings later on, but this is just very, very beautiful, very defined. Only in Wales. This is a proper Welsh rainbow, obviously. Yeah. You can't export this.
No. You can't export the views, but you can come and take.
Yeah, come and check them out. Yeah. Right, we're carrying on. You can probably hear the rain on the window, and we're about 20 minutes from where we're going. We're still in the car. I've just discovered the Roger's got some kind of a... It's incredible, because you can't shut him up normally. As soon as I turn a microphone on, he's like, no! I've lost my thread. I've lost my point. But you just made a fantastic point of the battle between... Well, I tend to disagree with most of what you say normally, but I like the fact... I like it when you are being controversial and pushing my standard set of ideas and ideals. So you were talking about the battle between communism and...
I was talking about the battle between... During the 20th century, we've actually had a war going on, and sometimes we called it the Cold War, between extreme left-wing communism trying to rule the world versus extreme right-wing American-based capitalism and democracy. We should add democracy to that. And as we know, the left-wing communism as an economic model actually failed miserably with the collapse of the Soviet Union. You just can't have a centrally organized commercial activity, because you end up having, as was the case in Poland, I think, where one factory made left shoes and one factory made right shoes only. So to have centralized organization of the economic activity of a country just didn't work. And
so in the vein of Monty Python, what has capitalism, extreme right-wing capitalism, ever done for us?
Yes, it obviously, the point about free market, democratic, commercial enterprise is that it allows the competitive element to come in. And when you're competing, then that means you're trying to do a better product, better price, and effectively you should end up with the market being a much more effective market. And to some extent, we have had that. But unfortunately, extreme capitalism is really ultimately governed by greed. And just as left-wing socialism collapsed with the USSR in the late 1980s, we've just had an example. Just recently, this banking crisis has been caused entirely by right-wing capitalism running riot and working only for greed, and the greedy almost brought the whole economic world to a standstill.
I'm impressed that you can talk and drive these windy, chaotic,
and
wet Welsh...
say it twice, because I said it better the first time.
It's always the way. Right, we're nearly there, I think.
Nearly there, I've gone the wrong way.
Well, take it back what I say about you being able to drive and think. At least you've got your glasses on now.